This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Welcome to the All About TRH podcast, aka All About the Truth, aka All About the Real Housewives. Today we discuss hot topics and we recap the latest episode of The Valley. We hope you enjoy.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
How are you?
I'm good, I think.
Yeah. Well, happy whatever day it is. We have some things to talk about, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's been so much, actually.
I know. But, of course, I hear you typing and doing all of that stuff. So, let's get focused, boo-boo. Let's get focused. Yeah. So, we are going to cover the Valley. But before we cover the Valley, we did want to touch on some, you know, hot topics that are going on. Obviously, you know, a lot of our episodes are going to involve New Jersey. And it kind of has to because so much happens, like, after an episode comes out. And Teresa was actually flown out to LA to do a bunch of appearances. She's been on like 8 different shows, like podcasts, things of that sort. And you know what's interesting, Chantel? She's the only one who was flown out to LA to do all this.
Well, duh. She is the show.
I know. So she actually went on, I think the talk it was, or I'm not sure which one it was. She went on the talk. It is the talk. So she went on the talk and, you know, they asked about the Melissa Joe thing. I don't even think they asked about Melissa. I think it was more about Joe, you know, where she stands. And she keeps saying the same thing. The chapter is closed. She ends up saying, I get signs from people who have passed. And she mentions how she was close with her parents and, you know, back to her getting signs. She gets signs all the time and the signs tell her that she's on the right track. So basically like she takes that as, you know, where things are now, it makes sense. And that's all that she said, right? So she didn't say like anything else that was crazy. And Joe, aka Melissa, commented on the clip and wrote, wow, she is a sick human being. Manipulation at the deflection of her disgusting behavior. Her parents from heaven are telling her she is on the right path to hurt their son. That's some sick shit. First off, where did it say anything about hurting their son? And in fact, in that interview a little bit prior, Teresa had said, listen, I can't, once they made my entire wedding about them, that was it. That was the final straw. I'm done. So now they're making it like she said something completely different. And actually, we even got sent another response from Joe that I didn't see. And someone had sent it to us. And let me read it to you because this one's a little bit longer. And it says, I truly don't believe that my parents will be sending her signs to hurt her only brother and their only son who made them very proud, who loved his parents so much that they named his children after his parents. This is called delusion, sick, and deflecting. For 10 years, she went behind my back and tried to smear my name, hurt me in business, try to get me canceled. And lastly, the biggest of all of them, try to hurt my children. I strongly believe my parents are not telling her she's on the right track. That gave birth to her son that sat by her for 3 months while she was in the hospital, rubbing her hands, her back, washing her body, and the same for my dad. I strongly don't believe the nonsense that this woman is saying that her parents are giving her signs to hurt her brother. She needs serious help. This is a sad woman. They bring up Joe rubbing Teresa's back when she was pregnant, but Joe did a podcast where he says that he was broke and he used his sister's credit cards, max them all out because she wanted to help him. So what the hell are you talking about right now when Teresa literally just, again, Chantel and I are rewatching season 3 and all Joe does or all Teresa does is brag about how brilliant and amazing her brother is. Season 2, she brought him out bragging about her brother at her housewarming party. So it's like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, the whole thing to me was so just ridiculous. Like, you guys can both say you guys have done bad things to each other. You guys have hurt each other. But, like, nowhere in what she said did she say that her parents are trying to hurt Joe. She literally was just saying, like, all she was saying, and, like, people are so crazy, and, like, they're crazy for taking it. Because, like, you guys have been talking so much nonsense during your press little tour too, and like on your podcast and things, all she was saying is that she's getting signs that her parents are okay with her and her brother not getting along right now.
Yeah.
And it's because he's hurt her, and she's at peace. And I think her parents are at peace with them not talking right now and them not being in a relationship, because all they do is hurt each other. And for them to be in heaven, they probably don't want to see their hurt anymore. So for them not to talk, they're okay with it. And that's all she was saying. So she never once said the parents are giving signs to hurt him and to hurt Joe and go after Joe. So it's like, just like realize what the hell you're even listening to in the first place.
No, because that's what they do. So clearly this is, well, the one thing I want to point out is they bring up the children and you've hurt my children. Excuse me, you guys went on a podcast. You've thrown Gia under the bus. You accused Gia of lying on a reunion. You went on a podcast talking shit about Gia, about your nieces on the show, and then still like accuse them of lying. No one's hurt children like you have. Yes, Joe was there for Gia when Gia was born. That was before Melissa existed.
That's what uncles should do. A good uncle should do, to be honest. Yeah. Like if you guys are in good terms, you should be there for her. You shouldn't get a clap on the back for that.
Right. And that was before he was married. And it is a lot easier to be there for someone before you get married, before your lives like kind of change, you know, things of that sort. Because once you both get married, it is a lot harder. I think Melissa also knew that Joe was there so much for Gia that Melissa took it upon herself to be like, well, then Teresa should be there for my kids. But it's like at that point, Teresa had her own kids. But when Joe was there for Gia, he didn't have any kids. Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest things like Melissa gets salty about.
Yeah, it's like even like me and you, like I was so there for you when you had your first baby, and like now that I'm married, it's hard for me to be there for Elle and see her all the time. But like when Charlie was born, I was there all the time. Like I wanted to see her weekly, you know. So it's when I have a kid, like you're gonna try, but you can't. You have four kids to take care of. You can't worry about my baby. Like it's times change, and like you get busy, and like you can't. You have to take care of your own family.
Yeah. No. Exactly. So another thing that I wanted to discuss is Danielle Cabral. Did you see that, Chantel?
Yeah, about the hairstylist.
No, it's about her, not her hairstylist. I think it was her stylist. Oh, it was her hairstylist. You're right. Yeah. Okay, I thought it was like the clothing, but yeah. So Karen had put out she put out like a caption. She said, "Stay tuned. I'll be posting all hair looks from season 14 of Danielle Cabral. Even though Danielle never paid for this look, she did promise to promote and circulate all my work. Instead, she took me for a spin and decided to block me. I still feel it's only fair all my hard work be promoted as promised. What do you guys think is fair?" And everyone was like, obviously eating that. The thing with Danielle is at the end of the day, there's so many stories about her doing this. So there's obviously some truth to it because so many people come out and say, she didn't pay me. She promised me this. She didn't do this.
Yeah. And I think whatever your agreement is, if it's to be free, if it's for postings, just follow that agreement. Like I think it's okay if, you know, someone is going to get free stuff when they're in that like type of limelight, cause you're giving them exposure, but it's like, you guys should follow up with what you said.
Yeah. Or like maybe just put an agreement in place. You can't trust anybody. Like, honestly, if that was me, I get so much anxiety that I'm like, you know what? I just rather pay you something because I'll have anxiety over all of it. And I don't want to.
Yeah, it's funny because I think I saw a clip of Tamara talking about it, and she was like, to be honest, I just want to pay because I don't want to feel like I owe anyone anything.
And it's so true,
because it's like no one has time for this to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Tamara, they all went on a Mother's Day brunch that Heather Dubrow, you know, hosted. Put together. Yeah, she hosted it. And noticeably absent was Shannon and Jen. We found out that Jen was in Vegas, and then Shannon, I think, just didn't answer. But Shannon and Alexis are in such bad terms, and Alexis was there.
Mm.
I still can't believe they brought Alexis back, but then they didn't bring Gretchen back.
I know. Maybe there will be a time for her.
Yeah, because I feel like they should. I don't know. But yeah, those are really the main hot topics that I have for this week. Oh, actually, I did want to say, there are so many reports coming out that Lala Kent is in talks to be on The Valley for next season. By the way, The Valley's not getting a reunion.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, no, that's so dumb. Like, there's so much to be have said.
I know. I agree. I'm really bummed out about that.
You don't think they're going to even go on, like, Watch What Happens Live all together or something?
No, they said it's not. Kristen came out on her podcast and said that there's no reunion.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, I know. So I'm, like, pretty upset about that. But I do – I know Lala isn't a lot of people's favorite because on Vanderpump Rules, like, she's basically telling Ariana to get over it. But she's also not taking into account the fact that this – they filmed immediately after this whole thing happened. So it's okay for Ariana too. And I think, Chantal, even us, like, we didn't take that into consideration that they did just film. So it's okay for her to be like, yes, like, she's getting all these endorsements. She's getting everything. But it's okay for her to feel – a type of way just because they had just filmed back to back. And I think that's why, again, Andy says they're going on a pause now. But I think it makes way more sense for Lala to be on the Valley with, like, her family, with her kids. And especially, you know, she's not able to show Ocean on Vanderpump, well, on TV because of Randall. Yes. But, like, with this kid, she'll be able to show that child.
But then I wonder if she would even want to do that. Like, how can you show one child without showing the other?
I think she will. I mean, she doesn't agree with Randall, like, not allowing her to, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to see Lala, whether you like her or not. I think it would be great. And I would like to see Sheena on the Valley hanging out with these people. The Vanderpump Rules needs, like, something else. Like, I don't know, people like Allie with James. I'm just, like, not feeling it. And I just feel like Katie's over it now that she's not with Tom. Like, what? I don't know. So I'd rather see them go on the Valley, at least just Sheena and Lala. I think it would be good.
And yeah, I think Vanderpump Rules definitely needs a revamp. Mm-hmm. And it can. Like, you guys still have these restaurants, have young kids, young people. And yeah. They could do it.
Yeah. Who has young kids? What are you talking about?
Or no, I'm sorry, like, young employees.
Chantal's distracted working right now. Because
no,
I don't
no.
know. Well, did you watch The Valley?
Yeah, I did. I'm the one that's recapping it. So.
Okay. All right. So let's talk Valley. Yeah.
Yes, we'll talk it. Did you even like it?
I did like it. It was an okay episode, to be honest.
Yeah, so, like, we skipped last episode because, like, you know, there was other things going on, so we never got to recap it. But there really wasn't even last episode. Like, I watched it back. There really wasn't that much. I mean, we see again, you know, it was weird. Last episode, we just see Jesse and Michelle bonding over their fights with Kristen. And I was like, this is the weirdest relationship. They're, like, loving having something to, like, bond over. But that's really all that happened. And we see, like, Jax and Brittany go on a date. But we'll recap this episode that we just saw last night.
Yeah.
But we start the episode with Brittany calling her mom, and she's telling her mom about their date night and that they finally had one. And she was just, like, baffled that they couldn't even enjoy a date night because they got into, like, you know, fights on their date night. And so, like, yeah, it's really – it's their relationship is just funny. Like, I would never look at the relationship and be like, oh, my God, they need to divorce or anything. But it's, like, they have – a lot of little problems just to, like, go over. And the majority, to be honest, is Jax, in my opinion. But
he looks tired in his confessionals, by the way. I don't know if anyone else notices, but in his confessionals, he looks like – it's crazy what kids do to you guys.
I know.
You're like, you look drained and exhausted.
And he does seem like he does do a lot. So, like, you know, but it's, like, him doing a lot, like, he holds resentment to Brittany.
Exactly.
Gets so mad. Like I said, it's, like, the roles are reversed in this relationship where, like, usually the girl's the one that's, like, holding resentment and is, like, acting like she does a lot. But so it's just weird, though. But, you know, she says that they were at dinner, they were talking about baby number two, and Jax has doubts, and she's telling her mom this. But it's, like, Brittany, like, why would you want baby number two if you guys can't even handle baby number one yet?
Yeah, I can see both sides of things where she's like, well, no matter what, even if I can't handle it, like, this is a small phase in my life, I'm going to figure it out. And I want my son to have a sister or brother, and I want them to be close in age. No matter what, at this point, like, I know I want another kid. So why would I wait? It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. Like, I'm going to have to figure it out no matter what. And honestly, like, I feel like, you know, people get so overwhelmed with the first that when the second comes, you're like, this isn't so bad. So I can see her side of things, but obviously, you know, and then you have Jack saying, like, we would never get divorced. We would never. So it's like, okay, well, we're going to get through it. So we're going to have a kid no matter what, you know, I'm not going to just have one kid. So I can see both sides.
Yeah.
But her mom couldn't.
Yeah, the mom. Well, the mom doesn't like the bar, so the mom is just like, "Why would he get a bar?" Like she knows, like him getting this bar is gonna like cause problems in their marriage, problems in their relationship, problems of him being a good dad. So she just does not like the bar. But like, no one likes the bar. Like, who would want their husband owning a bar? I don't see anyone wanting that.
I actually do agree with like the mom though in this situation. I would want to be like, let's see how the bar situation is. Let's wait a year to make sure everything is okay, to make sure he's coming home, make sure he's not drinking. It's not about like the kid being hard, but just if the bar takes over and then he starts acting different, if he meets someone, anything of that sort. It's funny that Jax thinks he's gonna like make money off his like, he's like, I want it to open now, like he's gonna make money when it takes years to make money at restaurants.
Yeah, so I think he wants the cash flow so to like so they don't have to keep spending. But it's like, you know, he talked all this shit about, you know, the Toms, but it's like, don't talk shit unless you go through it. So like
Boy,
now I'm sure
he's
he's
not
like,
spending anything.
I know for his in owners. So it's just like, but still, regardless, it's you're putting your work ethic on the line for them, and also like you're gonna
You're
want to get
spending
some
time.
return. Yeah. Chris and the Luke are feeding their gecko, which confused why they even have one. So I'm just like, oh God, okay, like next. So we get to Jason and Jana, and they're talking about hosting hibachi night, and Jana does not want to invite Kristen. And I just find that it's so weird that why she is not owning any part in any of this. It's like she's like all of a sudden riding for Michelle, but it's like, look at what you did.
I
You know
don't
what?
like Janet.
I know it really did bother me that she's like not owning any of her part in any of the situation, and that all of a sudden she feels like she has the you know authority to not invite Kristen to their hibachi night.
It's like, who are you that you're trying to ice someone out? Like, who the hell are you at the end of the day? I mean, Kristen has been on TV for a really long time. You know, it's because of Kristen and Jax that a lot of people are tuning in into this. And it's like, who are you trying to ice Kristen out, Janet? Like, if there's someone on the cast that I find to be very annoying, and she thinks she's like Queen Bee, it's her. I don't see it at all. I think you are, and I'm glad because now when the second season comes out, everyone's gonna know like how she looks behind the scenes and like blast her and be okay with blasting her about. You know, being a shit stirrer.
Yeah, she's definitely a shitster, and I don't think she realizes that like she's gonna get called out for it. Like
Yeah. Well, I think
she
now she does, but she really like went into it thinking she'd be fine.
Exactly. Kristen and Jasmine meet up, and Jasmine is telling Kristen about her combo with Jax, about how Kristen told Jax and Michelle was texting other men. And Kristen's baffled because she spills the tea that Jax is the one that night that actually is the one that brought it up first and said Brittany told him that Michelle was texting another guy. So like these people are just so messy, and it's like so funny how editing, they don't show that in the beginning, and now they're showing, they actually show the conversation of that happening. And you could, Jax is just such a big mouth. Like if I was Brittany, I would go crazy on him.
And he did it on camera, but then had the audacity to text Kristen and be like, make sure you don't say anything. And she's like, bro, you just did all of this on camera though.
And yeah, and like during that convo, he was like, "Are we filming?" So it's like he knew that saying that would probably make them not want to put that out there, and like, but now they have to because of the context of Chris and Jasmine's
No,
conversation.
I think he knew that no matter what, like, are you if right now he just said a secret and then said, "Are we filming?" They're like, "Oh, we just got gold. We just got reality gold. We got just like gold." And then he just said that to save his butt to be like, "I really didn't know we were filming."
Jasmine is like telling Kristen like her and Jax are so similar, and Kristen's like, no, but they really are. Like you guys are very like you guys operate the same way in every sense of like spilling the tea, starting the drama, and like they both are twins to me.
No, absolutely.
We get to hibachi night. It seems like a fun night. You know, I hate hibachi, you guys. So like I'm with Brittany here when she was like almost dying. She didn't feel good. And she's like the smell because I got food poisoning once during having hibachi. So like I won't go. And like I feel like you go like monthly. It's like the weirdest thing.
I don't go monthly, but I love hibachi. Well, she drank a sake, and I
Yeah,
mean, that's what.
she drinks one sake and she's all of a sudden not feeling good. And then she goes inside, like everyone's like, Brittany loves a good time, so she's not faking this. But then you have Jax who comes inside and is like, this is why you shouldn't drink. And it's like, Jax, I had one shot. What are you talking about? And like, if that was my husband that came in and he's trying to comfort me and that's how he's talking to me, I would be so put off. Like I would leave and just like not want to talk to him for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, my whole thing with that is I hate when men like use that against you. Like you're like, I don't feel good. And he's like, I told you not to drink, you know, and then to use that against you and then make you feel like shit when you already feel like shit is the most annoying thing in the world. And he obviously keeps making comments about her drinking. So that would already piss me off. And it's like, don't act like you don't drink, but he obviously thinks he can handle liquor more or something, but I don't know. That would just piss me off how he like went in there and he was like, well, should I stay? And she's like, yeah, you can stay, but don't act like my dad and then throw it in my face that I drank when I shouldn't have.
Yeah. And especially when she literally was like, it was one shot. It was like a sake shot. Like that does nothing for you. So it's like, I clearly got sick from something else or like maybe the smells or something is not like vibing with her. She's not doing it on purpose either. So it's like, you should be a little bit more empathetic to your wife. That's not feeling good.
Right. Exactly.
They end up playing this couple game of who knows who the best. And, you know, during this game, I was just, again, throughout this whole season, Michelle and Jesse are just not on the same page. Like everything he does and says, she does not like she, and it's like sad because like, you know, Jesse should be able to, you know, be his personality, be annoying and someone should be able to like that from him. But his wife does not like him as a person. And it shows in the scene.
Yeah, when you 100% tell someone that you need to change their personality too, which I think she does throughout the episode, yeah. She's honestly very annoying.
Yeah, it's just like, you should not be with this guy. And
Just leave at this point. No matter what he does, you're not going to
like him.
Yeah, so just leave.
And did you see the part where, okay, so one of the questions was, who would you want to have a threesome with in this group? Like that was such a messy question. And
oh my
Naya,
God, I saw
looked,
Naya.
Yeah, yeah, she looked at Danny and we couldn't see what she says, but she basically is telling him, do not write an answer. And like when Naya holds her thing, she didn't obviously have an answer either. But like, you know, I love that. She's keeping real.
No,
with
she
her.
Didn't even, she refused to even yeah, write anything exactly. Where he wrote an answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you could tell she's like, I think he wrote her. Like, you could tell that, you know, she does not like those things. She doesn't want to play those games. Like, it's not fun to her. Like, her relationship is very sacred. And, you know, I love that she's portraying that. Because sometimes people think that, like, you're trying to be the fun couple. And it's like, no, this is – our relationship is serious. Like, he's not writing down who's going to have a threesome with anybody because he's not
yeah,
doing that.
Or, like, oh, who cares? It's a joke. And she's like, no, but it's like not. You said, you know, that's not funny to me. Our relationship is too sacred for us to be joking about it in that manner.
Yeah, and I love that. I really do because yeah. I think a lot of people just, you know, have fun too much with it. And sometimes mm-hmm. that can lead to, like, other interpretations.
Like, why would you say that? Why would you – like, you know, you go in the car and you're like, why would you ever say that, you know? So
yeah.
To avoid that, you know, and I respect their relationship.
Same. They're really just a couple goals.
Yeah.
And it's also funny too that, you know, she's the one that comes off the most classy and the most like put together, and like all of them think she's like a low key freak. So like it really is funny how, cuz like I think it was what's his name? Jesse, that was like, she probably has whips and, you know, puts Danny into these chambers, and it's just so funny how everyone thinks of her.
Yeah, I don't think that though.
I do. I can see that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get to Kristen, she's setting up for her event with Zach, right? His name is Zach?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I keep forgetting his name. she's doing this clothing line. She's had this clothing line for a while now. So like, I'm happy she's doing a revamp and she's, you know, she's putting herself out there for this as well. But she's talking to Zach about who she's going to invite. And she's like wondering if she should invite Janet. And Zach tells her, you should just go ahead and invite these people. And if they say no, they say no. Did you think that was good advice from Zach?
Yeah, I agree. I think she should have done that because look what it started.
Yeah, I agree. She should have.
Not that it started, but, you know, Janet would have looked even worse, you know?
100%. It's like you take the high road. At the end of the day, they feel like you did something to them. So you might as well be the one to extend the olive branch.
Mm-hmm.
Zach in his confessionals is messy because he's like talking a lot of shit about Janet, saying that she is a shit stirrer. She thinks that she can get away. Yeah, but you know, but then he was so shocked that he wasn't invited. But it's just funny. He's saying that, you know, just because she's pregnant, she thinks that she can get away with things, but it's like, just, you know, we're not giving you a pass, or we are giving you a pass. Like it was just, he was talking a lot of shit about Janet. So it's like, are you really friends with her or are you not?
Shout out to Ask the Pro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. All right, you guys know I've been congested with a stuffy nose for months that I even struggled podcasting. And with the weather change here in Michigan, my allergies have been all over the place. It's completely thrown me off. The worst part was I didn't sound like myself, but as you can see, I sound a lot better after using Ask the Pro. Acipro is the fastest solution to nasal allergy symptoms. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays takes hours. Acipro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Acipro. Go to acipro.com for a discount so you can Acipro and go. Again, ASTEPRO allergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Jesse is doing a spiritual retreat to work on his marriage, and he's like doing these like ayahuasca and these like, you know, plant-based drugs, which sends you on a trip. So it's like, okay, Jesse. Right. And, you know, Michelle's hoping he changes his personality. This is where she says that comment, Roxanne.
Yeah.
And it's like, for someone to say change your personality is like rough. Like, give it a little bit more details. Like, say exactly what you're wanting. You know, it's like, you know, he's trying to work on
it. And she's so straight faced when she does it too.
She's so out of it. And she's just like, this is nothing. Like, if this helps you to be a better dad, great. But it's like, this is not going to help our marriage. And like,
even if they did get through it, what would end up happening is Jesse would resent her for treating him that way throughout it and just always being so smug about it that it would just have never worked out.
I feel bad because Jesse is just like in this like mode of like, I want to save my marriage. I want to save my marriage. And it's like, you know, if he did save his marriage, like just like you said, I do think he would feel resentment because it's like, why did I have to do so much work to save our marriage? And where were you in this?
Right.
Their whole relationship is very sad. So I'm kind of happy to see that they're not together at this point. And like, we'll see if that changes, but I don't think so.
No, I mean, he has a girlfriend. She has a boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Okay. I need to see pictures of them.
Yeah. They're both completely moved on.
Okay, guys. Good. Yeah. Like, seriously. Cause like, it's rough watching y'all.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was rough for them too.
Yeah.
Nia's hosting a self-defense class, or Nia. Sorry, Nia's hosting a self-defense class. And, you know, just again, couple goals. Danny's helping her to, you know, do all this. And they just seem so cute. They always just seem like they're doing stuff together. And it's like, Danny, do you work? Because, like, I haven't seen you work.
Oh, my gosh. I know that. I do. That's an interesting question. I would like to ask him that because I'm very curious about that. They are very, very supportive of each other. And I love that. And I just hope that Bravo doesn't take that into consideration. Like, well, they don't bring much because they bring normalcy. I don't know how to say it, but they bring the normal aspect that we're looking for, or the respectful relationship people should strive to have.
Oh no, if they took that away, I would like not watch because like, I'm not watching Jenny and Jason. They're like boring to me and like, no, thank you. So do not take them away.
Right.
So Jan and Michelle both decided to call her and tell her they're not coming. And, you know, I thought that was just very messed up. It's like, you know, it's Nia's day to support her. It has nothing to do with Kristen. And it's you really feel that uncomfortable. So, yeah, how did you feel about that?
And she's so innocent. And Michelle knows that Nia's going through, like, all this postpartum. So for you to not come to this and support me when you know that I'm so vulnerable, it's just so messed up.
It's selfish in a sense. It's like, I'm not coming because I feel uncomfortable. It's like, let's just follow our pride. You're going to see Kristen no matter what. Let's just go and, like, face the music. Guys.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You're on a show. Then leave the show, please.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They get done with the class and sitting around, and Kristen says she's a peacemaker. And I don't know why she uses these words to describe herself. Because everyone's like, no. And then Brittany takes this opportunity to bring up what Jasmine had just told her in the car when they were on their way to the event about how Kristen said that Brittany is the one that started the rumor to Jax.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brittany does it in such a great way. She's like, don't bring me into this. Like, and then, but then she like changes the subject back to her. Cause she's like, I don't want you to want to talk about this basically about myself. But
when Brittany tells Jax this, she doesn't do it on camera. She does it to her husband behind closed doors. And her husband just has the biggest mouth in the entire universe.
Exactly. And so I agree. I don't think Brittany did anything wrong.
No.
But the first thing she did wrong was tell her damn husband she knows is.
But imagine not being able to tell your husband things. Like, that's so annoying.
I know. Well, that's her problem. Like,
I know. That's true.
Especially when you're going to go on a show. You know, what do you think he's going to do?
Right. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. So we get to a point as well where we start hearing Janet and her and Jason talking about a baby moon. And they said that they want to do a Big Bear trip and that, you know, that they're going to do couples. And they're not inviting Kristen and they're not inviting Zach. And I just think it's BS. What did you think about that?
I felt so bad about that whole situation because then at the end, of course, Jax announces it.
Well, it was weird. The way they set everyone down was at Kristen's event, they set everyone
Jax
down.
Jax is the worst.
Yeah, and they're, like, doing this, like, announcement. And, like, you know, it makes Zach cry because he's just like, why am I being left out of this? Like, it makes no sense. And
it brought, like, some trauma to him, too.
Yeah, and I do think if you guys are in a show together and, like, this is a cast trip, why are you not inviting him?
Yeah, that's so messed up. I thought the whole thing was so messed up. And it's like they're, you know how like every season has a trip. And then for you to not include people on that trip, it's like, who the hell do you think you are, Queen Bee? You're not a Queen Bee.
Yeah, I understand maybe not inviting Kristen to this because you guys are not okay at this point. But it's like, why are you making it a couple trip and not inviting the rest of them? It was not cool to me.
No.
So yeah, I'm not vibing with her.
No, I'm not. Do you hear Al in the background?
Sorry. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And I'm putting her to sleep. But yeah, no, I'm totally not vibing with that. I thought that was so – I hated how Jax, like, announced that he's the worst. Like, just the way he goes about things, it's so annoying. But I felt super bad for Kristen, and I felt bad for Zach, too.
Yeah, it felt like they were just, like, sitting down and they're all the rejects and someone's telling them what's happening. I'm like, what is this scene right here?
Yeah. If I were all the people there, I'd be like, let's all not go.
Oh.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, like, take a stand.
Yeah, and be like, you know what, let's just all go on a trip together. And Michelle and Jesse, they could kill themselves because they don't want to be on a trip with each other. And they could go with Janet and whatever Janet's husband's name is.
Jason.
Jason. So that's exactly what I would have done. And that would have been great TV.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I have for this past episode of The Valley. So I'm curious. I'm sure the Big Bear trip is going to be like probably the last one of the last two episodes, like that whole trip. And then it's going to be done. So probably 10 episodes altogether.
Do you know that?
I think I saw that.
Oh,
I'm almost positive it's 10 episodes only.
Yeah.
So we have two left.
Which is good for like a first season.
Yeah,
that's all that you need. Anyways, you don't want to have that many episodes and stuff. It usually isn't like that, but yeah, no, I thought overall, like, it was, you know, it was a boring episode though, but it's fine.
I'm just pissed we're not getting a reunion still. I'm just like so mad about that. Like, I want to know about Jesse and Michelle more, and I want to know about where everyone else is, like, you know, where they stand with each other. And I just think that's, you know,
well, yeah, but also the Jesse and I mean, yeah, I know you want to hear from them, but it is also all over the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all that we have for today. Those are some of our hot topics in the Valley. And we hope you guys have a great day. So thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.